Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like to laugh. I like to be people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun.
Good, bad morning, everybody. It's me. Good morning, it's me. Oh no, here we go. It's the Halloween spooktacular episode of Office Hours. I'm your host, Edgar Winter. Mr. Frankenstein himself. Noted speech impediment man. Edgar Winter here with me in the studio is Mr. Dork. Doug, when are you going to put your mask on?
Good morn.
Oh, cute.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That was gonna be the same thing I was gonna say.
Oh, let's hear yours.
Good morning, boys and ghouls.
Bye. Good
morning with a U. I hope your Halloween is a howling good time.
You have something written down?
Yeah, hold on.
But I said good morning and then I played people morning.
Oh. Hold on.
I can't just say that without the audio cue.
Man, alright, I blew it.
Victor Berger the Fourth is back there decomposing.
Have a howling good time.
What do you got in your face there, dog shit?
I got vomit.
Oh, you puked.
A lot of vomit, and I just didn't clean it up. It's getting it off my shirt and my clothing, but not my chin.
Well, it's easy to clean that up. Just get a rag or a towel or something.
I might wash
your face.
Maybe at the break.
All right. And coming in from, I want to make a, Vic, you have to help me here, a Police Academy 2 reference.
Oh, yeah.
Is Matt coming to us from the Blue Oyster Club? Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Not specifically, but could be. I like S&M that. I'll take it. Good morning.
Exciting. Good to see you. Happy Halloween.
I masturbate a lot.
Is it funny that, I mean... Because you have in that movie, whatever that movie's from, 1980-something, 84?
Probably 86.
86. You have the Blue Oyster Club. Is that the name of the club in the movie?
Mm. Yeah, I believe so.
Doug?
I think it's just called the Blue Oyster.
Well, it was a club.
The Blue Oyster Bar.
It was a gay club. And then only years later do you have the Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Halford.
Wait.
Coming out of the closet.
No, not Rob Halford.
No.
He's Judas Priest.
Oh, I'm confusing everything. I'm sorry. I always confuse Judas Priest and the Blue Oyster Cult.
Why?
They have that iconic song.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. I got my signals crossed. I apologize to the gay community. So, what was the members of the Blue... Who are they? Who are the members of the Blue Oyster Cult? That's that song, of course. But there's no gay men in that band that we know about?
I believe they're unrelated, those two subjects.
Copy that. All right, moving on. I'm doing my best to fix some issues that were happening last week, which was sort of this, what?
Yeah, I'm just looking
it's
at you.
It's hard to look at you.
Oh, really?
No, I love
it. No, it's great. Good. It's great.
Okay.
I kind of want to see what the eyes look like. Can I get a peek at them?
Oh, behind the shades? Oh, my.
I'm not amused by any of this, by the way. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not really a Halloween guy. I'm doing my best to have a good attitude, but it's all month. I mean, it starts like middle. It's like a day after Labor Day. My kids start going wacky for Halloween. So does Target, by the way. And I'm not a fan of the holiday. Sorry. As you know, I spend a lot of my time using costumes and characters and makeup to express myself and to use those tools in the creation of art.
So Halloween
for
is,
the excuse me.
Halloween's like amateur hour.
Exactly. This is like the Bridge and Tunnel crowd come out to do pretend. Stay out of my lane. This is my domain. We'll dress up, and these people dressing up, now they're Hollywood saying you can't dress up as certain characters from movies.
Come on, dude.
And everybody with their Halloween decorations, like at this place. It's tired, man.
Come on.
It's tired. But I'm going to put on my best attitude. Can I even dress? Was that John?
I'm sick and tired of hearing things.
I'm like Lennon.
But what I was getting at, Doug.
Yes.
Is first of all, welcome to the show, everybody. And people want to know the weather here in Glendale. That's why they tune in. And it's sprinkling out there. We're getting a little rare rain. Nice respite from the heat. It's been a nice cool week. But I'm trying to correct some of the mistakes we made last week, which is a lot of times the show starts and there's this freewheeling chaos happening. And there's a guest in the studio, but I don't acknowledge the guest, but it's awkward for us. It's awkward for the guest because they haven't been prepped. Nobody tells them, on our side, nobody tells them anything. There's no respect given to them. I find myself apologizing for things that I have no responsibility for and no control over, because there's only so much that I can do. I hope this is amusing. I'm amused myself.
And I'm so sorry.
Things are really good.
So I'm not acknowledging the guest until the proper introduction happens,
Tim,
which will begin now.
Tim Apple.
Is there a lot of frequency going, a lot of distortion in the frequency fields today? Doug, that was a question for you.
I don't know what you mean by
that. Is there a lot of distortion in the frequency fields today?
Yes, Lord,
yes, sir.
Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way.
Is there a lot of, Vic, is there a lot of distortion in the frequency fields today?
Are we talking just in life in general?
I'm hearing a lot of, yes, in general.
In general, things are vibrating, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Vibrating, dude. You only communicate in drop references.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm hearing it on your mic. I hear what you're saying.
Luke, what do you think?
It's like the gate opening or something.
Jamming on the one.
But looking
at the
power through. Power through.
Oh, maybe it's that.
Well, I'd like to introduce our guest for the show, but I can't because a little bit of the excitement of the show today is going to be the mystery of it all. So I think now, yeah, it's hard for me to ignore what's happening with the sound in my ear, I have to admit.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it's mask related. But now it's suddenly cleared up.
Well, it's not drops. Oh, it's just the drops.
Is it that now?
Oh, boy. Are you kidding? Are my batteries dying? They sure are. I'm talking my internal batteries in my life.
My God.
No, I'm pretty full. Pretty full. I need a new battery, everybody. I need a reset.
I vow to suck your blood.
I need a reset, Matt. I need a human reset, Matt.
All right, let's start over.
My God.
I'm just trying to get weird and try to get creepy and uncomfortable. I mean, that's what the holidays are about.
All right, let's do it.
My guest today is a mystery guest. Welcome to the show, mystery guest.
Hello.
Okay, yes, we can go over the, we can make some rules here. We can, you can speak.
Good. I feel very respected, actually. Extremely. I generate respect from inside of myself.
Oh, this is interesting, because now you're doing a voice.
Yes, it's going to make it more difficult for anyone to figure out my true identity.
Well, this is going to be tricky. Let's take a Zoomer right away, Matt, and see if somebody can identify our mystery guest.
Hope it's not anybody I told.
Anybody have a guess in there? Audrey? Oh, Larald? Larald, do you have a guess?
This is not my real hair.
Audrey.
I don't know if my hair is even...
There could be layers and levels to the disguise.
Right. This could be blackface on my...
Easy,
on
I would not allow... I would not allow that on my show.
Oh, I'm glad to know that.
We have a policy for that. It's just, we have strict policies for that. As much to Vic's disappointment and disapproval.
Right, always around Halloween, we can never do blackface.
Vic is dying to do blackface on this show, and I say no.
That's right.
Does he only ask on Halloween?
No. If I told you the holidays he asks to do it on, you'd be shocked.
Juneteenth?
I'm not saying, but...
Yeah, Audrey, do you have a guess?
Is it T-Pain?
Yes. Foiled again.
I'm worried the direction this guessing is going to go. What's going on there? Are you dressed up?
A little bit. This is half of my costume.
Okay. Are you dressing up for us?
No. This is my actual Halloween costume. So the other half is my partner, who is going to be Seymour.
Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, that's awesome.
What? Little Shop.
So you're
Little Shop of Horrors.
That's cool.
What is that?
Whoa.
What's that workshop you got there?
So this is my synth workshop. This is where I repair instruments and such.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Working on an Omni chord right now.
I had one of those. I threw it out because it wasn't working.
Mystery guest, you familiar with that synth?
Yes.
That's a good hint.
Interesting. We're getting some clues.
Why don't you ask some questions, Audrey?
Yeah, Audrey, see if you can get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Would anybody be interested in me live streaming repairs of instruments?
What? Your answer?
No.
All right, moving along.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, let's do 20 questions or make it two questions and we can move on.
Okay. Are you a rock musician?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
What's the opposite of rock?
Next question.
Well, what did, not opposite of rock, but what did, in the 90s, rock and this genre collaborated on a very popular soundtrack to a film.
What film?
I want to say that's giving too much, but I'll give it away. It's, what is it, Judgment Night? Judgment? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Yes, I thought it was Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4.
No.
Judgment Night soundtrack.
Judgment Night soundtrack fused to what people thought. Well, not so much, because you had things like Run DMC and Aerosmith, but this was a true fusion of genres to create a real special album. Real benchmark album.
Am I supposed to guess the album?
No, I'm supposed to guess the genre of music my guest creates.
Rap is the genre, right?
Rap is the genre. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you released an album this year?
Sure.
Yes. Now, we are slightly worried about our special guest getting self-poisoned from carbon monoxide.
I am
due to the
dying
mask.
Slowly. This is true.
We might reveal the guest sooner than later, but we'll get one more guest, one more Zoomer to guess on our guest, on our mystery guest. By the way, I gave away the mystery guest during the Instagram live portion of the pre-show, so if you're paying attention to that, you might be in. We have a hand raised, Matt. Taylor.
Taylor. Oh, where'd you go, Taylor?
Hey, everyone. I have COVID, I'm sorry.
You're going to give it to us?
Yeah,
shit. Don't cough on me.
Is that Denzel Curry?
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
a good death though. I'm glad you know who that is.
All right.
Oh, I think Audrey has it. Wait, no, Audrey? Or Chase? Who has it? Chase has it.
Chase, of course, has it because Chase, were you? I'm going to ask Chase a question. Chase, get in here, you son of a bitch.
I'm in here.
Chase, were you watching the Instagram Live?
I was.
Okay, so is your guess?
That's how I know the answer.
That's how you know the answer. Well, you know what?
Yep.
However you win, you win. Whatever the... You want to play dirty pool? Go ahead.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
You want to feel good about yourself today? That's not going to happen.
Open Mike Eagle.
Open Mike Eagle, you can breathe.
Oh, God, thank you.
That did not look fun.
Oh, yeah. I was huffing my own exhaust for quite some time there.
Do you think you emit healthy gases?
I don't think if they were healthy, they'd want to stay inside me.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, they're trying to get out for a reason.
That's why we don't eat our own shit.
Well, Vic over
Vic
there
does.
Looks
Vic
like he's been going to town.
Vic, I got a report from your wife.
Oh no!
That you defecated in a litter box at home.
Well,
is that true?
It was just for like a week or so, but
you were late, too lazy to make
fine.
It to the bathroom.
It does the job.
Open, Mike Eagle.
Good day.
Thank you so much for coming in.
I feel this is wonderful.
How are you? I heard some chuckles from you during the first several minutes of the show.
I'm having a grand old time.
You're doing okay.
Mm-hmm. I expect it to be made somewhat uncomfortable.
And
it would have been disappointing if I had not been.
Have you been a nice level of
uncomfortable? Just enough. I only sweat a little bit. That's good.
Oh, it's gonna get warm in here. I can feel it already.
Right,
all right, Chase, get the hell out of here, you son of a bitch.
Hey, I'm out. Hey, oh, hey.
Unless you got
okay,
something for
okay,
me.
I'm out of it. No, I'm just watching.
Okay,
having
baby.
Fun.
All right, I love you.
See you, hell Chase.
Yeah. I love you too.
I might want to abandon my receiver here.
All right, thank you.
It could be the rain.
Could be the rain. There was some rain sounds happening earlier. I thought that might have been it, but apparently you're still hearing distortions.
I'm hearing just frequency distortions.
I see.
Right
could
now?
Be the ghost. Do we have ghosts, Matt, in the studio? Are you familiar with ghosts in the studio?
There's a ghoul.
You know what I want to do is just go hardwire. Yeah. Oh, he's on it. Mike.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's new? And I just want to, before you say what's new, we've been in each other's orbits for years.
We are planets in the same system.
I believe I've met you a couple times. The last time I saw you was at a benefit for Nithia?
Well, yeah.
Or something like that?
I think that's right. Was that in Highland Park?
Yeah, Highland Park.
Up here in the hills, the nice hills. I live in Englewood, so whenever I come to this side of town, it's very eye-opening for me.
Oh, dear. You had to go all the way over to...
Oh, no. I stationed myself well this morning. I made sure I wasn't coming from all the way there.
How did you do that?
I have a girlfriend who lives closer to here than that.
Wait a minute. All right, let's back up a sec.
I'm willing. Yes.
The girlfriend's here. Not here, but she's in this closer to me than you.
Yes.
She's closer to me than you?
It's probably equidistant type situation.
So, how often are you two seeing each other?
As often as possible.
Okay. Now, what's the distance to her place from you?
A strong 30, 40 minutes.
Shit, man.
Wait a minute.
This is long distance now.
Are you getting an erection while I'm talking about my girlfriend?
No, I'm talking about...
It sounded like you're getting an erection.
I'm starting to picture the whole thing.
Wait a minute.
But
you don't even know
sexual.
What she looks like.
Let's bring her up on the screen where she is.
That's
Chase.
We're not going to show a picture of her.
I'm not getting any headphones, by the way. I've been pretending like everything's cool, but I'm not getting any monitor in here.
I'm sorry. Nothing. There's so many sounds. I'm sorry you're missing out.
It's kind of in a zen place.
I like it. It's making me want to rethink my live stream situation. I want more sounds. I'm going to hire Doug away from you.
Oh, fuck. What do you think, Wes?
That boner sound was timely. I can't. I got to have it.
No, I'm not worried. I'm not getting turned on. There it is.
That was Vic. I got some boners.
You guys are just in competition all morning.
That's great.
Morning and boners.
A little less in there. I'm just worried about the commute and the.
So are you turned on by a commute?
The fossil fuels.
Oh, I see.
The fossil fuels.
Well, let's not bring that up. This will make a hard left turn toward irresponsibility.
Yeah. How responsible do you find yourself to be in your life?
More than most people.
Really?
I like to put myself on that high horse. Look down on others,
because you're doing it right.
I would like to think so. Yes.
You've got it all figured out.
Mostly,
yeah. You got a boy. You got a son.
I have a son.
14.
He's 14.
You were telling me before the show. Maybe I shouldn't give this. Can I give this away?
I mean, I don't. I guess
a
so.
Pro tip.
I guess so. Oh.
Yeah. Let's not.
You can go for it. It's fine. If you feel like it's juicy enough for the people.
I don't know how juicy it is.
It's a good tactic.
The tactic that Mike revealed about getting out of doing things is the hanging out with the son.
Yeah. Because some weeks I have him, some weeks I don't. It's a custody situation.
Now, you know, we don't believe in divorce here, so I don't want to promote that as an option.
So instead of
otherwise
divorce,
Matt would be Hey-o.
Easy. What do you believe in instead of divorce?
I think you gotta make it work.
You gotta make it work?
Yeah. like whatever it takes.
50 style, just separate beds.
Once you make that decision, it's all about accountability.
That's true.
And I find that people that give up on marriage to be weak people.
I'm weak. I'll admit it. I quit.
You quit.
Me and my ex-wife, we both quit. We quit.
Yeah.
We quit.
Tim, shame on you.
I feel like a lot.
And shame on her.
I'll accept the shame on both of our behalves.
And that's just something you're gonna have to carry around for the rest of your damn life,
along with my all the other stuff in my rucksack.
Yep.
I will.
Well, I was gonna say, instead of divorce, I noticed that a lot of couples choose. Well, one of the people choose to make it look like an accident.
That's an option. Now that's an option I do support.
That's really a Halloween option.
How'd this happen? Like that kind of thing. Like you don't remember getting married?
No, somebody dies.
Somebody, there's something terrible happens to the other person.
That
gives you.
Oh, right.
I don't want to. Let's not get into that.
Always take out a life insurance policy a week before.
That's some ghoulish.
If you ever seen a show like Forensic Files,
of course,
that's pretty much just make it look like an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The show.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to go. There's the old went on a hike, something happened.
Uh-huh.
Cliff's Edge situation.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just watching a long interrogation of that. A wife who took her week old husband.
Her husband was a week old?
No, a week.
That's pedophilia.
He was only her husband.
So many crimes.
And she just like freaked out. She's like, I made the wrong decision. And she said, honey, after work, I'm going to take you for a surprise out for a walk. And they went out in the middle of the woods and she pushed him.
She blindfolded him,
pushed him.
That'd be awful it's awful. It's of course. Let's just get something out of the way. We're all kidding around here. And that's the premise of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not digging deep into these issues as real things. But Vic,
yeah,
how pathetic would it be if she makes that move, but he lives?
Oh yeah, I know.
What the hell did you do that for?
Right.
Hey,
It's the story every Thanksgiving. That's like, the story every Thanksgiving around the table.
Wait, did you just try to kill me?
Did I ever tell you about that time she pushed me off a cliff?
What's that couple in the comics? They're always fighting?
Archie?
No.
The Lockhorns.
The Lockhorns.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know the Lockhorns?
No.
I'm going to come over there and wrestle you.
The Lockhorns.
Bring up the Lockhorns, Matt. I think that would be funny if the final strip of that is her walking in with a 12-gauge shotgun and blowing his head off.
That's, oh, yeah,
that's where it seems to be leading.
Things got dark in the 90s. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that.
Find those Lockhorns. I can't believe you don't know
the good
Like, we should find one, like, or pull a random strip from the Lockhorns and let's act it out.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea.
I like it.
Who's going to be what character?
Well, I'll be Mr. Lockhorn and,
I'll be the dog.
You want to be the...
I was there a dog?
I thought that was you saying that. I don't know if there is a dog.
I'm up for whatever.
Okay. Maybe... Well,
I'm always happy to...
I think Doug should be the Mrs. Lockhorn, because he has an awareness of the strip.
I'd like to see
that. Oh, here it is.
Here's one, Matt.
Are they single... it's a single panel?
Leroy... Well, who's saying this? It looks like you're saying this,
yeah.
Doug.
Leroy was this year's winner of American Idol.
Fuck you! Go fuck yourself.
And Maggie, her friend, is definitely giving him the side eye. I don't know if that's her
Let's
name.
Let's go, Maggie.
But she's giving
Let's get
him
the hell out of here.
Where do you think they're going?
Give us a, can we get a like a not a single panel life. One? Can we get like a
I think they
are they all. Just,
I think they're just.
I think they're all single pants.
Yeah, they're just one.
Oh wow!
Oh,
that is
fuck.
Mean.
Look at this burn. So, what's this guy's name? Mr. Lockhorn.
Sure.
He goes.
His name is Ralph.
That reminds me. When did you say your mother is coming to visit, bitch?
Fuck you.
Why? Why are you asking that? Because we passed a witch. God damn it. This couple need something. They need to get help.
They need to get a divorce.
Well, look, she's holding onto his arm. Real. Arm,
I don't know about. I wouldn't go that far.
It works.
They're arm in arm. Okay.
It's true. It is beautiful. Love is beautiful.
Also, they look exactly alike. Maybe
they do.
Should.
Oh, they're related. So they've been doomed from the start. They're brother and sister.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
That's they're the secret. That's the big reveal. That's the secret that's coming out. All right.
Leroy and Loretta are their names.
Oh, Matt, they're twins.
Let's do the city. I can't believe I'm maintaining this costume. Partly, I have to say, it's very hard to see.
It looks great, though.
I know it looks great. I feel that's kind of why I'm sticking with it. But we are getting to the point in the show when we're going to reveal the city of the day.
City of the day.
I picked it so you can talk freely, you know. This is an open mouth map.
City of the day. City of the day.
Weather's hot.
The city of the day is brought to you by Airbury and B. The French. With traditional graveyards filling up, local undertakers are in desperate need for new burial sites. And that's where you come in. Turn your useless yard into cold, dead cash with Airbury and B. You don't use your yard anyway, so why not lease it for eternity? Soon you'll be making thousands of dollars. Now, that's easy money. Plus, these tenants aren't going anywhere, and once they're half a dozen feet down, they won't be making any noise or messes. The best part, if your tenants stop paying their lease, you get a free corpse that you can do whatever you like with. It's not illegal in some states. So celebrate Halloween all year long with Airbury and B, or go to hell. Office Hours viewers get a free shovel. Just download the app and use the code word, Just download the app and use the code word, start digging. Now here comes the jingle. Yay.
Start digging.
nice stuff.
I have never.
She doesn't do anything.
I've never been more confused by a bit in my entire life.
Never been what? More,
more confused by a bit in my entire life. I don't know what that segment was.
It's frequencies. At all.
Well, so it's a phony ad.
Okay, but you all seem to know the jingle.
I've never heard the jingle.
So this that was all spontaneous, unified. Everybody was on the same dancing page.
I think. Well, the jingle was recorded by Doug.
I made it last night at midnight.
Last night. Yeah. It sounded. I mean, the way you all were vibing to it, that part sounded very rehearsed.
Oh no. Okay. No rehearsals.
I think the masks are giving us confidence.
Make us look.
I think we should wear masks every week.
Uh-huh. Okay. Matt, who is the city of the day?
Andrew, speak up.
He doesn't say anything?
Somebody wants to say hi.
What the hell was that? Was that a dog?
It was a hippopotamus.
Oh, you got the same thing I got. Look at that.
Look at that pig.
Now, this I have on hand mic for bad callers, but I always forget to use it. So if we get a bad caller here, they got the...
What does a bad caller do? What do they do wrong?
They're not... succinct in their story. They're not sure.
They got COVID.
They have the COVID, or they're like they're in that loop of like, hey, how's it going?
I see.
How's it
going?
Trying
to make small talk.
What's going on over there? Yeah, we don't have time, or we don't tolerate small talk. But this gentleman, I think he's got the good stuff. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Chagrin
Falls. Chagrin Falls.
Home of what? Falls?
Are you serious?
Doug. Kenny of the National Lampoon.
Doug Kenny from the National Lampoon. He also, did he play the manager in Spinal Tap?
No, you're thinking of Tony.
Tony Hendra.
Yeah.
I see stickers of him all around. Do you see that? Like the Under the Giant kind of like graffiti type thing, but they have the manager from Spinal Tap is not a joke.
I've never seen
never?
That.
Okay.
I'd like to see some evidence of that.
Okay, we'll
I think
get
you're
some.
Having some kind of Mandela a, effect or whatever.
Or a stroke.
Yeah.
But what? Oh, is that the movie that Will Forte did? That was the story of his? That he,
David Wayne did it. It had a great cast. It was really good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. He introduces himself as Doug Kenny from Chagrin Falls every time he meets somebody. So that's our claim to fame. Great movie.
How
really
do you,
good movie.
When, Mike, like you kind of dip in and out of like a little bit like me. There's you obviously you do music, mm-hmm. but you kind of you enjoy the comedy.
I do. I like the comedy.
Yeah,
it's true.
Where did that come from?
Oh gosh.
Who are your guys?
Oh God. So look, it came from as a kid. So I lived in dangerous neighborhoods. So my grandparents, who I lived in, wouldn't let me go outside. So I watched a lot of the cable television, and.
What were you watching?
So I was watching.
And I know that's where you were going.
All of the. there were like 100,000 stand up shows on in the 90s.
Right.
You'd get like Premium Blend and the MTV's Half an Hour Comedy Hour.
Right.
Like, so I grew up on all of that stuff. So, like, I don't know. I like. Got hooked onto comedy very early.
Stand up specifically.
Stand up. Yeah, but anything that was funny.
Did you think you were going to be a stand-up comedian?
No, but I think I write raps like a stand-up does.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think I have premises and I make observations and I have punchlines and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of overlap. And so my stuff, like I have a lot of songs that are intentionally funny, and so they work really well in the context of a stand-up show. So I did a lot of stand-up shows here in LA coming up, and so I have a lot of relationships in the community.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
A lot of relationships.
Not in the erection way. that's not how I meant it.
So anyway, Chagrin Falls. That's a funny name.
What does chagrin mean? I always hear that word like to much to my chagrin.
Well,
what does that mean?
Kind of disappointment.
Much to my yeah.
You live in Disappointment Falls.
Yeah. Why is it called Chagrin Falls?
Slam. Now in. It's from whatever Native Americans lived here. It means crooked river or falling water.
It means what?
Falling water.
Falling water. So it's falling water falls, essentially. What a white guy.
That's kind of redundant there.
Or like a druthers.
Druthers
is a weird one.
Druthers is nice.
If I had my druthers.
That's got a good mouthfeel, druthers.
Good word.
All right, there's the sound of water. Thank you, Doug.
That's not me.
It's good.
I mean, I wish it was, but
is it the ghost? You guys should establish the premise that Wait.
What?
Well, this. So a lot of you sickos out there, and partly our fault because we kind of did it. We didn't promote it very well, I think. But when I say we, I don't mean me. I'm not. I mean, I'm doing my best here. There's other people involved with promoting the show.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Vic keeps taking his mouth off to drink coffee.
Fucking
disgusting.
Weird.
No,
mouth off.
So, but for your sake and for some of the audience who missed our big patrons-only game night Saturday night, and I get it, people are have stuff going on, and our game night is three.
Sorry about that.
It's 3 hours of us, like, just sitting at this table here and goofing around, playing games, playing board games. Our audience calls in. It's really nice. quite a bit of fun.
I wish I'd been invited.
Well, you're invited today. I don't know why you're here now. That's your attitude should be, oh, I'm just grateful
you're
to be
right.
here.
You're
now.
Right. It should be.
We had no guests, in fact. It was just us and the Zoomers and the great patrons, patreon.com/officehourslive, joined today to not miss again. But...
True.
For context, that day, I decided to explore the new Rolling Stones album.
There's a new Rolling Stones album.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the world of rock. Okay. It's out. It's out for everyone to listen to. It's called Hackney Diamonds. Can we show the cover? You're not going to believe this cover.
The high interest rates combating the inflation has
Come on, guys. What's that?
We got that.
What was that? Matt, was that on you?
No, sir. I'm looking for the Hackney Diamonds
What's that random Don Jr. drop?
Wait a minute.
While they're looking up, I play a non sequitur for some laughs. And Mike is
well, no, because Doug, I want to talk about that clip. I don't want to just play it randomly with no context.
So all three of you have the capability of making noise?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And then nobody wants to take accountability when one goes wrong.
I took responsibility.
Okay,
you did.
I'd be happy to. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
My skeleton just fell.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Well, this place is haunted.
All right, look at this cover, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Who added the name of the band and the name of the album?
Well, this is the actual cover.
That's not what comes up on Spotify.
Mm.
First of all, that's terrible. It looks kind of...
I think you saw like a preview or something.
No.
That was a teaser.
Go on to Spotify and look what's on, like, when you play the record.
I mean, it's that same image.
He's going down. I know, but that's a big difference to not have...
He's going down.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, this is terrible. This font.
That font is real bad. That's a real bad.
Are they bones? Is that a bones font?
Oh, man.
Is it supposed to be bones?
I think it's supposed to be stones.
No. Mm. But look, Matt, can you
just... I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
What? Like, can I just say I kind of like it?
Who said that?
Me, Doug, here.
Oh, wow. What do you like about it?
Well...
It looks like AI made it.
Yeah, it reminds me of... it looks like an old Asia album or something. It's almost like a throwback to...
I don't know. It looks like Apple Music, you know, chill vibes for your weekend.
That does. That is what it looks like.
Anyway, so back to my story. There it is. Like, that's the cover I saw when I was going to listen to the record.
It's pretty sexy without the words.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
But does it fit what you want to see from a Rolling Stones cover?
I don't know that there's a thing I want to see from a Rolling Stones cover.
Tim, what should a modern-day Rolling Stone, what should this cover look like if you were to art direct it?
You know what would be a great drop to get to for some if somebody asks me what I want to see in the future? Mm-hmm. There's a clip from Don't Look Back, Bob Dylan, where he describes what he thinks should be on the cover of a Time magazine, and it's like, it should be a hobo in the gutter covered in piss.
Collect my clip.
You know, like, you know that clip?
No.
Collect my clip.
Do you know there's a new Alice Cooper album?
I didn't know that. Now we're talking. Now we're talking Halloween.
The single is the funniest shit you ever heard in your well, entire ass life.
Now we're excited. now I'm getting excited. Let me just finish this Rolling Absolutely. Stones thing because now, I mean,
now I'm getting excited.
You know we're gonna love this Alice Cooper shit. Of course, Matt's on it, so give him a second to find that, but. So I'm listening to this Rolling Stones record, which is like, I hate to keep talking about AI, but it's like, you know, somebody fed 30 Rolling Stones songs into AI and they pumped out this record. Of course, if you look at the reviews, the Stones are back
oh
and,
my gosh.
You know, triumph. It's like, no, guys, come on, it's over. But so anyways, one of the songs I'm listening to, I think it's called The Whole Wide World or something, right, Vic?
Yeah, Whole Wide World.
And second verse, the line comes out. This line comes out.
The smell of sex and gas.
Wait a minute.
So we took the music out.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we could find it with the music. I don't know. But... yeah. Right, so it's actually a pretty nice riff. So
I heard like the B-52s.
Yeah. But so we were crying laughing listening to that and playing fart sound effects, right? That's all.
That's it.
And so now, like, I was thinking Keith is... like when they play it live, he's got a mic down by his ass. He's smell of sex and gas. We were laughing so hard. And we made it seem like on Saturday, we made it seem like that was the chorus.
Because
we
were playing the smell of sex and gas.
And the whole audience is it was so funny. We were dying. But this Alice, so anyways, why did I bring that up? Oh, just to explain that drop.
Yeah.
And to really have the good times.
There's also a Grand Poobah song where he says, blaze your party harder, have it smelling like Badoosie. And Badoosie is defined as dick, butt, and pussy.
Oh, like that combo of that potpourri of
sex. He said he's going to rap so good, the room's going to smell like dick, butt, and pussy.
That's a good rap. Yeah. Now, I wonder if there's like a scented candle with that smell available. Things are moving very quickly.
Wait, well, let's check out this Cooper.
Yeah. Okay,
but look.
So talk to me about this Cooper. How did it come to your attention?
I was on tour with a band this summer. They're called AJJ. They're like folk punk, and they're awesome. And
they want to be on the show. We got to get them on this show.
They're fucking awesome.
Doug immediately reframed.
Well, no, because I've been in touch with them.
They bother me all the time.
No, I've been in touch with them.
But I was on tour with them, and they started playing the single as a joke, but then they started really liking it, so they started playing it every day.
We have that happen all the time. We got this Don McLean song called Addicted to Black that you would be interested in, I think.
But the song is called White Line Frankenstein. That's the single, and it's fucking incredible.
Wow. Matt, what do you think? Is it worth... I mean, it's our issue, I just want to warn you, is getting... the copyright situation.
Ah, okay, that's true.
That's true.
But Matt, what are we doing? We're just gonna let it ride.
You're gonna get ding.
The only people that really do it bad are those Beatles. Yeah. If you play anything by them Beatles, it's over.
I think the same producer.
This is like Garage Band
from the Stones.
Yeah. This is certainly not anything better than Garage Band.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Bad to the bone.
Wow.
All right. Why don't we do this, Matt? Let's play that in the second half.
Oh, here's the chorus.
So what is it? Frankenstein driving a car on the highway?
But it's like he's like a. It's like a trucker on meth.
Yeah.
You know, like white. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like really leaning into the drugs and the freedom.
Yes.
And the drugs. It's really something.
That is terrible shit. I need songwriters on this. Can we get songwriter information? Because I can't imagine. I imagine he's rolling into the studio with the lyrics on the music stand.
I think so. I think
he's like, I got time. I got an hour before tea time in Arizona.
I bet there's a K-Dot Rock in that songwriter list probably.
You know, that's the other thing. There's this guy that produced and co-wrote this new Rolling Stones record. We should put him up. He's on blast.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's, he's this young Uber producer who...
Watt.
What's his name? Alexander Watt?
Andrew Watt.
Andrew Watt.
Alexander Watt.
I think he just goes by Watt.
33-year-old scenester dude who, he's like making Iggy Pop's new record, and Foo Fighters, and all these old-timers. I consider the Foo Fighters old-timers. They are now.
They're getting there.
Yeah, they're
getting there.
First record, classic rock. 94, 95?
Yeah. Popo's out. So this guy, we were joking. Actually, we were joking about this after game night. Like after game night, we were still riffing on stuff off the air. But we're like, man,
that's Watt.
Wow. Man, Stones. He has a meeting with the Rolling Stones. He's like, you guys got to get back to the old days when you guys are just in the studio playing like a band together. Like you get in the studio with the songs, we'll mic you up, hit record, print to tape. Man, that's the Stones that I miss. That's what I want. Yeah, but can we still do it from home? Can I record my part from home? Yeah, man, we can figure that out. Yeah, because normally I would just like track it home and send it to Mick, and then he'd put it in. So can we do it that way?
Where do you live now, Keith?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Who's that?
Is that a real photo?
Is that him with Ozzy?
Oh, that's not a real photo. Those are obviously comped.
I think it's real with him and Ozzy, though.
Oh, yeah, him and Ozzy would make some sense. That'd be hard to
That's
face.
A picture from Madame Tussauds.
Oh, you got Slash.
He's got the clockwork
and
arms.
And Duff in the back.
Oh, it's Duff.
That's Duff?
But is that who's in the front? Ozzy?
Ozzy.
I love.
Yeah, that's got
I love what? Yeah, he makes me records sound real good. He's going to give me a number one hit.
Does anybody still smoke dope around here?
By the way, can I just bring something up that's not related to this at all? And I forgot. Maybe we can pull it. Is this Jordan Peterson tweet about Sesame Street?
Oh God!
Wait, is that real?
What does he have to say about this?
I couldn't believe that. Wait till
you. I'm gonna debut this on the show. Thank you, Vic, for bringing it to our attention.
Sure.
Do you have it? It might take a second. This Jordan Peterson. You're a big fan of his, right?
I actually I'd like to punch him in the nuts.
You read his books?
No, you're not a fan.
I don't know this Sesame Street character he's talking about.
He just hates it because it's, you know, they're about equality.
Is it a trans worm or something?
Maybe it's a rainbow worm or something.
Okay,
I don't know. Let's bring it up.
He just gets mad, though.
There it is.
Yeah, Sesame Street. He may be small.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Just a little worm and there's...
Slimy.
Hell.
How do you jump to that level of
quick
anger?
He was so mad when he saw this that he had a Twitter draft box open for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And kept composing like different cogent arguments for like what he was actually upset about.
Yeah.
But he couldn't figure it out.
No.
So he just wrote go to hell and he slammed his laptop shut.
I showed this. I generally don't drag my children into the culture wars. But this amused me so much in our dining room kitchen area that, and my wife was, I was like, hon, you got to see, like, as soon as Vic sent it, it's like, you got to see this. And then my kids wanted to see what it was, what I was laughing at. And my son was like, he's 7, and he's starting to get it, you know, he's starting to get the absurdity that the world all around us. And he's like, that guy, Jordan Peterson, he's the one that should go to hell.
Ooh, there we go.
Boom! I was like, boom!
There we go.
Damn!
And fuck you if you don't like it.
Who says that?
Jorp.
Oh, Jorp.
And fuck you if you don't like it.
Sounds like Bob. Sounds like Odenkirk.
People, wake up!
Wait, play that last one again. It does sound like Bob a little bit.
And fuck you if you don't like it.
Are you sure that's not Bob?
It's Jordan.
That's Bob.
And fuck you if you don't like it.
Wow.
What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without men?
All right, listen, we have so much to get to. I want to talk about a couple of things, get your takes on this. First of all,
you got a problem with me? Go to Albania, you despicable neo-communist moralized. I didn't sleep for 25 days.
Yes, it is. It's all.
I didn't sleep at all for 25 days.
Well, Matt, maybe I should check in with the Zoom room. I don't know. Or Hothead Hotline, whatever.
Sure. Why don't we check in with our old pal, Duck?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I'm afraid of Duck.
Oh, you're gonna love Duck. Duck?
Oh, I do love Duck.
Yeah.
Duck, is your audio working?
Man, Duck usually comes in totally pro.
I don't think it's working today, Duck.
Oh, no.
All right, well, let me talk about this Clint Eastwood account.
A duck.
Big mess happening on the Clint Eastwood account on Twitter.
like a fecal mess?
PR mess.
I see.
Kind of a public perception. So, as a lot of you know, we were goofing on this a while ago. There's the Clint Eastwood, official Clint Eastwood account that is the inspiration for my Twitter account, which is run by Phil Braun.
Go ahead.
And I don't know. This started, Matt, do you have the tweet from the official Clint Eastwood account?
No, I was looking at the article.
Make my day.
Well, there's an actual tweet from...
Oh, here it is.
It says, we are aware... So the Clint Eastwood official is an account that we don't believe has anything to do with Clint Eastwood. And they, but there's some dispute about that. There's people that say that it's somebody on his team running this account. But the pictures that they post are some of the most unflattering pictures you'd ever see. They're him, like, pumping gas and him at a buffet and him, like, so just like...
It's like his assistant or something, and they're just not clearing stuff.
It's very confusing.
And that inspired your Twitter.
That's correct.
Phil Braun.
But we get this announcement from out of the blue from the Clint Eastwood official account. We are aware of the current spread of the Israel article. To clarify, Clint Eastwood has nothing to do with that article. It's completely false. Clint has not been involved in politics for quite a while now. So we don't know what that's in reference to.
Right. Wait, right? What is the Israel article?
So then we look that up, and there was a bunch of articles, but there was this, which kind of feels like AI, you know? It feels a little like an AI article. Like
I got 20 pop-ups when I opened that thing.
Yeah, it's a click farm generator kind of thing. But apparently there was an account, Clint Eastwood LA, that tweeted, "Attention, real Donald Trump, pray for Israel. They are under attack right now. Second wave of rockets are incoming now at 1:41. More than 180 missiles, rockets fired starting 22 hours ago on November 12th. Hashtag Israel, hashtag Iron Dome." So this website claims that the Clint Eastwood.
This is Clint Eastwood, LA.
That the Clint Eastwood tweeted that.
Mm. So does he have different geographical accounts?
He has, that could be his Louisiana account.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
me on Twitter right now.
But it's funny because the article, which is Israel, which is World Israel News,
very
news
reputable
source. That their story says, as rockets rained, I got to unclick so many things just to see the story. As rockets rained down from Gaza on Israel, legendary Hollywood actor and producer Clint Eastwood took to Twitter to show his support for the Jewish state. That's their official reporting going on there.
Come on, man.
It's a mess. And part, of course, you know where this is stemming from, Vic.
I'm trying to think where it's coming from. No, I don't know.
Musk's de-verification of everybody.
That just creates the mess.
So the account Clint Eastwood LA had been suspended now since this news broke. But shame on the World Israel News Department for just running with this story without checking with the actor's reps.
I love the thought of Clint Eastwood saying, "I'm not fucking paying for Twitter."
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what Twitter is.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm sure he's out of his. Well, I don't. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
But we can guess. We could.
Alt comedy star Tim Heidecker makes a claim of Clint Eastwood's dementia on his show this
morning. Wouldn't you like to go viral for dissing Clint Eastwood? Wouldn't that be fun? A fun 24-hour news.
I'd love to get a call from him.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, punk. I heard what you said about me. I'm running the accounts over here, you son of a bitch.
Is he still directing movies, isn't he?
That's true. I think he is. Yeah. Him and Woody Allen.
I saw him one time in Boston. They were making Mighty River, or whatever that's called, Mystic River.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And he walked out of the trailer, and everyone's just yelling, "Make my day, Clint, make..." That's like the shittiest thing to yell at somebody. Like,
shoot
like,
me.
Like yelling spaghetti at you, like all over the place. The worst.
Oh, what else? What are his other... quotable quotes. Play Misty for me?
Yeah, no. What else? Yeah. What
Actually,
else?
He never said that in the movie.
No, that wasn't. That was a...
You feel lucky, guy. Punk?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the one.
How about a Zoomer, Matt? How about we talk to the wonderful, engaged audience out there?
Let's give Duck another chance. He said he worked it out.
Let the bodies... Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I've never had that happen before.
I love your eyebrows.
Oh. Thank you.
Nice to make eyebrows.
I like yours too.
Thank you. You look like if Eugene Levy was a duck.
That's true.
Eugene Levy, I see, huh? Mm. Well, anyways, I'm a foul boy.
Mm-mm. I think we're going to need to see your boy parts to know for sure.
Yeah. Wait.
You heard me.
Yeah, let's see that duck door.
What do you think?
Oh, you're a foul boy. Like, that's a pun on cowboy? I hate it.
I don't think
you can just...
Oh, I guess that is... my brain skipped over that.
Get along, little duckies.
Get along, little duckies is cute.
Do you have stubble?
Yeah.
Does that imply that you shave your beak?
Yeah. Wow. You know,
I didn't think beaks were hairy.
I didn't either.
I've been eating nothing but Texas toast and raisin and roping broncos. And it's lonely out here because no ladies like me.
What about guys?
You ever eat baked beans by the campfire?
Oh, too many. Too many, Tim, or whoever you are for Halloween.
I'm Edgar Winter.
Wow, my voice changed. Anyways, I don't want to take any more time because I wasted some with the audio issue, but yeah, I want to say we're doing a live show this Friday in Seattle.
Oh, look at this. Plug away. Where's the show happening?
Wow. We made a poster. Night of the Living Mess at Poor Decisions in Seattle. It's a brewery.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a nightmare. Everyone's, you know, you do a show at a brewery, everybody's talking.
That's a lot of
talk.
The acoustics.
So we've done, this will be our fourth show, and they're always packed, and they're always fun. Okay. They're always fun.
Doc, how does this work? Are you, like, on a screen? Are you even at the brewery? How do you do this?
There's like, four screens. They surround the whole place. I'm on all of them. It's crazy. Wow. It's awesome. They got a good sound system.
I was like, put on the fucking World Series.
And then what happens? You just talk while people are drinking or what?
Yeah, I just sit there and talk. No, we do lots show. Of, you know, we do live drawings where the drawings come alive, you know, from suggestions. So we could draw like new things and then see like this.
Wait,
and then
what?
That was real fast.
Wait, you just did that? Get out of here.
Fastest duck in town. I mean, foul boy in town. Yeehaw.
All right. Well, here's a cool promotion. Yeah. Office hours listeners get in free.
Can you draw Tim real quick?
The whole thing's free.
It's all free. Okay. Well, there you go. That's a true statement.
Can you draw Tim?
Yeah. How about this? Office hours listeners get a $25 voucher for beer.
Hey, look, he's drawing you, Tim.
There you are.
In real time, right here.
And he's ignoring your offer.
Cool.
Whoa.
Luckily, I gave him a lot of great things to work with.
Is there a better mouth?
Wow.
I like this blue tongue.
What the heck?
Look at that. He's grabbing shit.
I can just do this mushy mouth.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Whoa. I don't have the double chins anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Do you get stand-up comedians and then, like, you animate them? That would be fun to watch. So you're, like, watching them as an avatar?
Anything's possible, my friend. Anything's possible.
Wow.
I do this thing when Eric and I direct commercials. We have a part of the process is we have to do storyboards.
Mm-hmm. Cut the tape.
And
oops.
We do it on Zoom with this guy who's kind of like this. He does it in real time. Mm. Also, then there's a medium shot and the guy's looking over here and he's picking up a cup, you know. Yeah. And the guy's like in real time, drawing it. It's amazing. Yeah. He's got this.
Look at this. Yeah.
It's so fun to watch.
Look at this. Yeah.
Wow.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
Who's this?
I got a voice. I'm a clown that's been abandoned.
It's been abandoned.
I'm doing my own thing.
Awesome.
Anyway, okay. All right. See ya. Thank you. Thanks for sharing me.
Thank you. All right, folks. We're almost at the hour mark here. Let me just give a simple recap and say, so far so great. You've been a tremendous guest.
Oh well, thank you very
much. Don't you agree, everybody?
I think so.
I can't tell if you're agreeing. Your mouths are covered. I can't.
Fitting in.
Okay. But no, thank you.
He's fitting in like a glove. You never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
But we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to try to get to some of these things. I don't know if we will. A lot of people love when I give little movie recaps.
Ooh, what you got? What you got in the chamber?
Well, what I showed my daughter the other night was Batman 1989.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Well, we're going to get into that.
Okay. Is that when Keaton was Batman?
And we can, we have, that's the Keaton, Tim Burton, Jack Nicholson. I adored that movie as a young man. It was fundamental, but I really hadn't seen it in a while, so it was interesting to revisit. I also saw Killers of the Flower Moon this week, which I loved, but will not give any spoilers. I want people to experience it on their own terms.
Does that mean you will spoil Batman?
I will spoil Batman.
Okay, just wanted to let people know.
I think if you haven't seen Batman 89, you may want to tune out, turn on your Max streaming service, fire it up, and then return to the show. There has been a tremendous amount of great Trump clips in the past couple days that I kind of want to play and talk about. He's on one, as the kids say. Seems like he's on one.
White Line Frankenstein.
Yeah. We'll listen to more of White Line Frankenstein. I will take this mask off. You'll get to see my beautiful skin in all its glory. Doug, do you have... And Doug has a game?
Oh, I have a great game.
A great game.
That folks, Mike can definitely play along with.
All right.
Folks, this is a great game.
The high interest rates combating the inflation has...
We will have a national...
you know, this is another Trump thing he does lately. He goes like this.
Get out of here.
Get out. Get out.
We'll do it live.
Stop.
You're not going to put me in jail.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, he's in big trouble. All these people are going pleading guilty.
Flipping on him one by one.
That never looks good. All right. Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive is where it's at. That's where we have so much in store for you. That's where the second half of the show will appear after it disappears later today. And Open Mic Eagle, I do want to say, before we go behind the wall, you have some announcements to make.
I do. I have a music video that's out called a new rap festival called Falling Loud. That music video came out yesterday. And I got a tour.
Beautiful piece of work, by
the way. Thank you. I have a tour in December. We're going to Houston, Dallas, New Orleans, New York, Philly, D.C., Boston, Miami, and Orlando. You can go to MikeEagle.net and find tickets to all of those things.
I recommend it highly, folks. And we will be back after this short break. A new Vic video.
Well,
people are excited about it. This is a new innovation with the show. Vic has put a lot of hard work into entertaining you. And instead of just a muzak while we go to the bathroom and...
True.
and take a minute to catch our breath. Vic has made true art, as always.
So, a boy, tell him.
We'll be back in a few.
So, Jack, are you ready to dance? What do you say?
Yeah, let's get this show on the road.
All right.
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehourslive right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.